Everyone, welcome into Hour of Healing. This is another week. This is another episode, and it's a continuation of the series Number Your Days. And we have been learning so much about being intentional about the age ranges that we are in the course of our lives. It has really been a blessing to me, and I hope it has blessed you too. Today, we are going to discuss about the ninth phase, which starts from 60 to death. And you're probably listening and you're like, I'm not in this phase, so this is not for me. But if you are not, you have a mom who has a mama, you know, you have an auntie who has a friend. So whatever it is, you know, in the evening phase, we talked about never ceasing to learn. So even if you don't need something, it's good knowledge for you to have. You never know who you can meet that you need to be a blessing to or inspire, all right? So I'm here with Dr. Joe, by the way, so I will bring him in and, you know, we'll find out how his week has been. So Dr. Joe, welcome, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, Sister Candace, for hosting us again today. We really do appreciate your time and the efforts and everything you put in to help us each and every week to get this podcast going.
So we thank God for that. I know last week we talked a lot about the evening stage, you know, the conflicts, the defining features, and the things that we can do to heal. If you want to give us a little bit of a brief about what we talked about, and then we can go into what we have for today.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked about the fact that the evening stage of life really has to do with the age of 40 to 60. And
right.
Some of the things that we taught were more based on the fact that in our natural life, everyone who works during the daytime spends part of their working hours in the evening stage. And that, as we said, has a connotation spiritually. And when it comes to our ability to do life, that you are working in your evening phase, but you also have to prepare for ending your day's work. And so the evening phase is truly what sets the foundation for what we will be talking about today, because you will find out, Sister Candace, that those who prepare well in their evening phase are the ones who get to enjoy the night phase. The night phase, as we will find, is not the phase of hard work. And so I don't want to jump ahead of myself, but I want our audience to understand that we are not trying to diminish what you are doing in your night phase. Yes, you can still be doing some things that are work related, but this is not the stage, as we will find, that you are working to make a living. If you're working, it's on your own terms. And that is dependent on how well you understand the principles that we talked about in the evening phase, so that you will be able to engage this phase better.
Right. And I think one of the, you know, we are here to heal. So I want us to hammer or emphasize on the fact that if you are in this stage and you feel like, you know, you're still doing something that you should have been doing in the evening phase, that's why we are here to talk about it. There is no such thing as trying to sugarcoat to make you feel better or to make you feel good or to trying to create the impression of for you to not assess yourself internally. You get what I mean? Because it's to learn, and also to learn to teach others. If we made a mistake, we will not be able to, you know, pass that on to the next generation to come. So even if you're in this stage and you are working hard to make ends meet and everything, we will talk about it. We have a healing parts to this, because there are challenges in this phase that people, because life happens. All right. Yeah. So just stick around. If you know somebody that's in this phase, listen so that you can, you know, let them know it's not the end of it all, you know, but the fact is there are expectations in this stage that someone has to meet.
Yes, and Sister Candace, by the grace of God, at the end of our discussion on night phase, I'm hoping we will have some time, because we will talk a bit about the nuances that happens in all the stages.
Right.
So we will actually be, not a recap, but we will be taking some other dimension of what happens What are some of the things that causes certain people to have more success early or later? And I mean, not everybody will live to be 60. Does it mean that the person who doesn't live to be 60 doesn't get the opportunity to do anything in the evening phase at all? And so if I'm praying that we have time, by the grace of God, I will be sharing that at the end of our discussion today on some of these nuances that happens in life. Like you said, life happens.
Yeah, and I think that would be very helpful. The point that you were making, it would be very, very helpful. And for some reason, my heart, this stage is like our grandmothers, our mothers. So it's like, you know, we're trying to handle them with care, you know, like you have an egg in your hands, you know. Right. You have an egg in your hands and you want to, you know, be very careful on how you turn it. So, you know, just bear with us. We are doing the best we can to really present this the best way possible where everybody can be, you know, benefit. But at the same time, this is hour of healing. You know, we want to be as sincere and honest as possible. All right. So we can get into it now. 60 to death is the ninth phase. What are the defining features of this phase?
Yes. Thank you very much, Sister Candace, for that prelude for us, because I think it's very important that our audience understand that when we are talking about these things, it's not from a judgmental standpoint. Most of these things, like I said in one of our previous recordings, these are things that we are actively learning. Some of the wisdom, God is actively teaching me. And so when I come here and I'm talking about these things, it's not because I have attained all these things. No, I am still pressing through. I am still learning these things. I kid you not, there are days that after the recording, I go sit down in my prayer room and I say, okay, God, we said this and that is not at work in my own life. I don't have this healing. So how do I get it? And you'll be amazed if you get to be with me sometimes when I am engaging some of these principles, whether on Hour of Healing or even on our weekly prayer section that we do. Sometimes it's fascinating.
Before you get into the defining features, I'm just I'm kind of tickled listening to what you're saying, because I'm thinking to myself about the age bracket in the ninth phase, and I'm thinking this is the phase where you can easily be cursed out. You know, I have patients at my job, like, you know, within this ninth phase, and they just say whatever out of their mouth. And I'm like, you know, we are in the hospital, or this is the whatever place, this is the working environment. And I could care less. I'm in my 60s, you know, like, and you know, this phase also comes with its honesty and bluntness to some extent, you know, because they know they've lived the life you're trying to make, you know. And so, yeah, so they are very unapologetic about stuff. So we don't want to lose listeners. So, yeah, Dr. Joe, we can go ahead.
Yes, and please feel free to send us your feedback on our Facebook page. You can do that. Yes. Or on our YouTube page, you can do that. Our Instagram page. So feel free to send us your feedback, and we are growing, and I am at your service. I will continue to grow. But yes. The ninth phase of life is for our dear parents and grandparents who are above the age of 60. Right. And so we would say 61 to whenever you depart. And some of the key things that happen in this phase is tantamount to what happens in the night. Most of the time in the night is the period for quiet pursuit. So you are winding down to go sleep, you are reading, you are hanging out with your kids, your grandkids. That is very instructive when it comes to the ninth phase of life, because it tells us that even if you are working in this phase of your life, you are not working because you must. Mm. You are working because you want. Mm. It's the time where you should have a lot of autonomy on your time. Why? Mm. Because there is really no time in your ninth phase. Mm. You don't have the luxury of coming back to redo things. Mm. So you should have autonomy control over your time in your ninth phase. That is the main thing that our audience need to understand. The other thing is that your ninth phase is mainly a period of reflection.
Okay.
Thinking back on the efforts that you have made. And also is the stage of great enjoyment. Mm. It's not that you don't have fun in your morning or afternoon or evening phase. As a matter of fact, I forgot to mention this in the evening phase, but the evening phase also has that phase of fun, enjoyment, because there is stability. There is stability in the home. You have enough finances to cater for your children. So you are not too stressed about that. So you do have enjoyment in your evening phase. But your most fun, or you will say you can blow as much money in your ninth phase and not have to worry about the consequence of it.
Right.
That is in the ninth phase. That really is one of the qualities of the ninth phase of life. The other thing that I want to point out, and this might ruffle some feathers, but your ninth phase is not the time to raise children. Which means that as a parent, if you are still raising your children in the ninth phase because they don't have their act together, it's time that they have to grow. The responsibility is not on you to raise your children. It's a common knowledge, Sister Candace, that grandparents just spoil their grandkids and hand them back to their parents or their children.
Mm-hmm.
And that really is the truth. That is what they're supposed to do. Because you will find that in your ninth phase, a lot of things are consequential, but not all things are. Not everything you do in your ninth phase has consequences. So if you bring in your grandkids and you spoil them with the ice cream and the soda and send them back, it doesn't have, or it shouldn't have, consequences because you have trained your children enough or well enough for them to correct that in your grandchildren.
Right.
So if you find that you are still raising your children, anything outside the role of mentorship or advising, if you find that you are doing that in your ninth phase, then something is wrong. That is not a responsibility that you have to bear.
Yeah.
And part of the reason is because another quality or another defining feature of this phase is rest and reward. Rest and reward. Reward in the sense that the investments you have made in people, the investments you have made in ministry, the investments you have made in your career, now they have to pay dividends to you. And so remember last week when we talked about the evening phase, I was telling you about the fact that most of the ministers that I have seen in their 80s and even in their late 70s, who are still enjoying great level of success in ministry, is because of their humility. And humility allowed them to invest in people. And so in their 70s and their 80s, when their health is not the same, they are a health risk. But yet they are still enjoying levels of success in ministry because they are resting and reaping the rewards. And so the truth of the matter is, Sister Candace, if we do things right, in our ninth phase, even if we are coming to still speak as a minister, or you are still coming to give a presentation as an advisory or a board member to that company, you don't do the hard work. You just come to impart your wisdom and you go. If we do things right, that is the trajectory. That's how it is. But we find that if we don't do things the way we have to, and we'll talk more about this in the conflict stage, that we're still putting in strength that we don't have. We are expending energy that we don't have.
Yeah.
And so that becomes the health risk for us. I am not there yet, but there is nothing more refreshing than to see any of our fathers and our grandparents who have lived their life endowed with wisdom step out to come and give a short advice or exhortation. You see the ease with which wisdom flows out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so refreshing to see. And I always pray, I say, God, give me this grace to age that gracefully. You know, so that is also another thing that we can look forward to. The last defining feature that I probably will mention is that this is the stage for sleep.
Okay.
I know I mentioned rest, but not all sleep is restful.
Right.
Because, Sister Candace, sleep must be refreshing and it must be peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to have a peaceful sleep, lay down and sleep without stressing about anything else going on around,
mm-hmm.
you must have done the right things in your evening state.
Mm-hmm.
So in all honesty, Sister Candace, the night phase of our life is not the phase for aggressive work, intense working, saving money. If you are trying to build a house in your night phase, my question for you, my dear audience, or my dear parent who is listening to me, who is going to live in that house?
Mm-hmm.
And I say this, Sister Candace, with all sense of humility,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not trying to diminish any of our parents who is now building their home, for instance. Sister Candace, all fingers are not equal.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people, by reason of the circumstances that they had to deal with in life,
mm-hmm.
will be doing some of the things that they should have done in their evening phase, even in the afternoon phase, really,
mm-hmm.
in the beginning of their night phase.
Right,
but
right.
But the reason why I think God has given us the grace to talk about some of these things is that we have to do life with intention. And so, like you said in the beginning, they can now be taking this information and sharing it with someone in their afternoon phase,
right.
who has not been dealt the same cards that they were dealt when they right. were young.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important for us to know this so that at least we can be sharing. And this really is truly from something that I gathered from conversations with people in this state.
Mm-hmm.
I have a patient who is in, I think he's about 92 or 93. He spent 50 years in ministry. And
wow.
I was having a conversation with him. He was asking me about the podcast and how it's going. He is a frequent listener of the podcast. And I was telling him about what I will be talking about in the night phase. And he said, Joe, I will tell you without doubt that I am very satisfied with life.
Mm-hmm.
And if I should die tomorrow, I will be very happy because
wow.
I know that I have done everything I needed to do when I was supposed to do that.
Wow.
And so I thanked him. He actually surprisingly sent me a card to my office, a card that he had made himself. And it talks about the night phase and the things that he's doing now and the joy he has when he's mentoring other pastors. The joy he has when he is he is all about legacy now. And I will tell you something very important when we talk about the conflicts next.
That's very powerful. And I think sometimes too, the misconception is that in this night phase, everybody got it, you know, figured out, or they will be able to say what you know, the man of God that came to your job said, like, I'm satisfied and stuff like that. And like you said, not all fingers are the same. Not all five fingers are the same. So not all of them are in this phase of their life. So you have people in their night phase doing their afternoon phase kind of things, you know. They are not raising babies because they probably had someone 50 or, you know, late 49s and stuff. So what is the challenge here? Let's use that to couple into the challenge and conflicts or the failures that can happen in this stage, you know?
Yeah, so that's a very powerful question, Sister Candace. And, you know, the challenge, the biggest challenge in the ninth phase is time and health.
Mm.
And all the conflicts, or most of the conflicts, revolve around this. With this challenge in mind, now let's talk about the conflicts, right? So I mentioned last week when we talked about the evening phase that frustration is really the conflict in your evening phase. On the other hand, in your night phase, regret is actually the conflict. What is regret? Feelings of sadness and repentance, disappointment over something that should have happened, or things that you should have done, opportunities that you have lost. And why is this important? Because remember, the challenge is time and health. You've lost the opportunity that time affords you, and you've lost the opportunity that health affords you. So in your ninth phase, the conflict is if you don't do what you were supposed to do, there's so much regret. There's so much feelings of sadness. And unfortunately, that can easily derail anybody's health. Right. And so we see the most health issues in this phase. We see the most issues with depression and pain, sorrow, disappointment in the ninth phase. Because at this phase, they have the luxury of looking back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, remembering all the opportunities they had to right the wrongs.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I said last week, that no matter how long a person lives in error or mistake, it doesn't become right.
True.
And unfortunately, it is in this stage of life that people begin to realize that they have lived in error for that long, and mm-hmm. yet still it never turned to be right. So that is a very important thing to have in mind, that if we don't want to live a life in our night phase filled with regret, sadness, disappointment, we need to do what we have to do early. The other issue that the challenge of time brings to our people in the night phase
mm-hmm.
is the conflict of betrayal.
Oh.
The conflict of betrayal. If they spend time investing in others but are not reaping the results.
Mm.
Remember, this is the phase for rest and rewards.
Right.
Unfortunately,
right.
because of the wickedness of the fallen state of humanity, some people don't remember the good that has been invested in them.
Right.
And so while people in the ninth phase are to be reaping their rewards, unfortunately, they don't have the luxury of reaping that reward. Why? Because a son, a mentee, a prodigy took off with the investment that they had made in them.
Mm.
And so that becomes a problem. Mm. But there is also something that our people in the ninth phase can do that will hurt future generations.
Okay.
And that has to do with the decisions that bear consequences. You don't build a legacy in your ninth phase, but you can destroy your legacy in your ninth phase.
Okay.
Remember, you build your legacy in your evening phase.
Evening phase.
You write the books. You do all these things. But some can, in their ninth phase, make decisions that will undo the years of investment that they had done in their evening phase. So even though most of the things that you do, you have the freedom and the liberty to really do and say as you please,
mm-hmm.
you can still undo the legacy that you built in your evening phase. Why? Because you will sometimes find that in the ninth phase, because time is not on people's side and health is not on people's side, they start devoting themselves to things that they have never stood for. They start compromising their integrity.
Wow.
And doing that can undo the legacy that you built. A very telling example is a story that I believe the late Dr. Miles Monroe once talked about. That he used to read a material of a man on marriage, and he had used the guy's books as seminars in his church in the Bahamas, and had even at one point invited the man to come in to give messages and things like that on marriage. And then I believe when the man was about 65 or so, he decided to divorce his wife that he had been married to for about 30 plus years. And so in this story, I believe the late Dr. Miles Monroe said that when he heard that, he told his bookstore to remove all the man's books. Mm-hmm. Why? Because if you did not put in practice the things that you wrote to maintain your marriage, why should I have people try to learn from you? And you can think about it in many ways. I don't fully agree with the whole thing because the fact that they have made an error doesn't mean that the knowledge they had or the wisdom that they had is also in error. Right. So I don't agree with the whole scenario, but I'm saying it to kind of emphasize how sometimes in the ninth phase, you can undo the things that the legacy that you built in your evening phase. And so it's important that as we continue to go through these stages of life, we bear in mind that no matter how far along we are, there is always room to grow. True. Because if you stop growing in your ninth phase, you can still undo the years of hard labor.
Thank you. Right.
But for all intents and purposes, the ninth phase is the phase of rewards and rest. It's not the phase of hard work. Doing things does not necessarily mean you are not resting. Right. Imparting wisdom is what you do in your ninth phase. You enhance your legacy. You do things to build on your legacy. You don't do things to derail your legacy. Mm-hmm. And so I think that will be a few things that I will share on the ninth phase with our audience.
So these are very good points, Dr. Joe, that you brought out here with time and health. And I think these are the things that, you know, at this phase, a lot of people look out for, you know, because it's kind of like your immune system is a bit weaker here and things like that. Right. But I want to kind of, you know, throw in a question that's kind of like going to shake things up. Because these phases, I know, is like these are numbered phases. So I want to ask this question. Is age just a number? Can I be in a night phase and have this perception of an afternoon phase person? And, you know, I'm just 60 by number, you know, I can still have strength and, you know, stay up all night or, you know, like it's age
partying all night.
Right. You know, cause you know, like this is a rest stage and somebody will be like, it's my rest stage. I can do whatever I want. You know, I can't stay up all night, but I'll drink my butt off and all this stuff. So is age just a number?
Well, that's a very big question. And the straight answer is no, age is not just a number. Mm-hmm. And the question can be a little bit tricky to address because, like I said in the beginning, these are not finite end points, but in ballpark, it has to be around that time. So definitely by 25, your morning phase is over. There is no ifs and ands about it. By the age of 45 or 50, your afternoon phase is over. Mm. By age of 75, for instance, your night phase has started, whether you like it or not. And it doesn't really matter how strong you feel, how energetic you feel, how rich or how rich you are. But remember I said there were a few things that I was going to bring up to tie everything in. And so I think this is actually a very good question to help us do that. Because you realize that life is not the same for everyone. And so what we need to understand is that doing life with intentionality does not mean you do life the way somebody else does theirs. And that is a very important thing to have in mind. For instance, since we are talking about the ninth phase, let me start from there.
Right.
There are circumstances or situations where a grandparent will have to raise a grandchild as their own child, right, not their grandchild. It could be due to the unavailability or the demise of their child. Mm-hmm. And so now their grandchild becomes the child they have to raise. Mm-hmm. So in that case, are we saying that they shun that responsibility and not raise that grandchild? No, you raise them. The beauty of life, and I think this is where the wisdom of God becomes something we cannot fully understand or ever comprehend, that in the wisdom of God, you realize that the grandparent, though you don't have the temperament, the patience, the time, and the health that you would have in your afternoon and evening phase,
right,
you find that you have enough wisdom to overlook certain things that will help you still be able to raise that grandchild. And so when that responsibility is now laid at your feet, there are many people, especially given our immigrant parents, who came here and because of lack of education, couldn't get a job that will help them save enough to be able to build their homes. And so now they are nearing retirement age, and this is the time in their ninth phase that they have to build.
Right.
Does it mean they shouldn't build at all? No. You still go ahead and do that. But you do that with wisdom. And so if you were initially in your morning phase or in your afternoon phase, if you had plans of building a 10-bedroom house with a jacuzzi and a swimming pool and all that, if you have to do that in your evening or your night phase, wisdom will tell you that, okay, maybe I just need 2 bedrooms or 3 bedrooms. Maybe I don't need a swimming pool. Maybe I need a massaging area. So you get what I'm saying, that there is wisdom in aging.
Right.
And that is why I personally think that regardless of what somebody has or hasn't accomplished in their life, the fact that they have miles in age gives them certain wisdom, certain experience that helps them or gives them a leverage,
right,
when it comes to dealing with the younger generation. And right, so we can always learn from them. Remember, I said this last week. You shouldn't learn only from those who are champions. You should also learn from those who have failed.
Oh, right.
Because there are lessons only failures can teach you. Mm-hmm. And so, though we have gone through these stages, life happens. But the fact that life happens doesn't mean that you should be stuck in life. And that is why I believe in the wisdom of God, he has given us grace to kind of give this blueprint. Because believe it or not, there are people who by the age of 30 are multi-millionaires. They have, I don't know how old Zuckerberg is now, but
40 something.
This guy, by the time Facebook was kind of hipping, was not even in his afternoon phase yet, or it was just at the beginning of his afternoon phase. There are things that he will know that the average person in the afternoon phase will not know. What about people who die in their 30s?
True.
Does it mean that they didn't live? No, they did live.
Right.
But doing life with intention,
right,
helps. Puts you, and if you have children, it puts them not in a position where they have to now work to fill a valley and then start building from there. It gives a platform that your children will be able to build upon. And so when you take us, for instance, there are things that our parents did that has given us the platform to be able to build what we are building today. If our parents did not do those things, we will not have to be filling those gaps. And then after filling those gaps, find the time to build upon those ditches. And so someone always has to fill the ditch for another to come raise the foundation. And so we should, with all humility, again, here comes that word humility, no matter what stage we are,
right,
look up to those who have come before us. Look at the things that they were able to do to not continue to have valleys in our lives. Commend them for it. And then have it at the back of our mind with all intention to build a platform that will leverage certain things for the people who will come behind us. Because, believe it or not, Sister Candace, and maybe I will end with this, we are all pilgrims in this journey of life. And the life that we are living today, in my opinion, has to serve as the light that will light the path for those who come behind us. If we don't light the path with our devotion, with our sacrifice, with our hard work, with our wisdom, those behind us will walk in darkness until they meet a light.
True.
Because when you shine a light in front, your shadow never creates a shadow in front of you. The shadow always goes backwards. So we have to be the light that will light up the way for those who will come behind us. And then, once they get to the light that we are pressing to get to, they will see what we have built for them and continue our legacy. Because at the end of the day, if we live our lives and squander everything that we have built on ourselves, there will be no memory of us. And if there is no memory of you, then the question that I leave you with, my dear audience, is, did you truly live? Did you truly live? If there is no memory of you.
And I think that's a very powerful way to, end the summary of the night phase, I should say, because it's like you have to have a hindsight of where you've been, like be able to have a trajectory of your life. And I think one of the reasons why I asked the question of is age just a number is that I think some people feel great. You know, they are healthy. In fact, some look young, you know.
Yes.
And so for that mere fact, they disregard their age and the expectations and the defining features that comes with it. And by the time they realize, it's like they've actually wasted time when they could have done something with your life. So I will say with that, regardless of how you feel, how you look, consider your phase of life. You know, don't disregard where you are at, because it will help you to be able to assess things and know what's next for you, know where you are falling short in, you know, and not even for yourself. You probably feel like, you know, where I am, there's no turning back. I mean, if that's what you believe and what everything we've said could not change that, remember what Dr. Joe said. Remember who is coming behind you. You know, if you cannot be remembered, then what was the point of you ever living? You know, and you don't need to be remembered by nations or the world, just the people near, like dear to you, your family, your loved ones, your community. That's all that is required, you know, really. And so I will just point this, though. I don't know if we talked about the healing aspect of the night phase, if we can finish off with that.
Yeah, so I guess for the sake of time and the fact that we are in the night phase, I will probably just talk about maybe one or two. And the way you get healing truly in the ninth phase is to have your focus on building for yourself a good name. I like it when you read the Bible. It talks about how God gave some people a good name. And a good name is bigger and greater than riches. Because if you have a good name, it will open a door for your child, your grandchild, your family member, your future generations. If you have a good name, there are people that their names shut doors for their future generations. And so the way you get healing in your ninth phase, because at this phase, you have accomplished all that you want to accomplish. And so you focus now on building a good name. Having a name that future generations will benefit from. And so the example I give is, let's say you are a grandfather or a grandmother and you pass on and leave. Your mindset in your final days should be that if my child or if my grandchild goes to this company to apply for a job and they ask, your last name is Deborah, is it related to this the once lived Joe Deborah? And you say yes, that alone should make whoever the hiring manager is say, because of your grandfather or your grandmother, the job is yours.
Right.
Without even looking at their qualifications. That's what a good name does. Because second is you don't really build anything else in your night phase. You don't build anything else. When you are pouring yourself into people, because you have energy, you are writing the books and all those things. The whole goal is to build a good name. There are people who rise up to heights and levels that nations bow to their name. But in their ninth phase, because they don't have this consciousness, they derail every single one of them. And they still end up in regret. They still end up in pain, sorrow, disappointment. So the way to heal from these things is to refocus your attention in your ninth phase to build a good name. And I think that will probably be the only one that I'll talk about.
Yeah, that's very profound, though, building a good name, because I think that will give you some sense of satisfaction, even if you made mistakes in the past. And it will give you this feeling of, at least I have done something, you know, like a legacy. You know, I've left, not as big as I probably wanted to, but there's some sort of legacy that I'm leaving with the reference thing that you were talking about with the name. You know, and these are things that I feel like we don't think about, you know, every man for yourself, me, myself, and my life, you know, so we don't consider how we can make life easier for somebody else, even when we're not here. And it could be as simple as the name you had, you know, so these are very profound things and very, very powerful. Share it with a granny or a mother or an auntie, you know. And I believe they will be blessed, you know, but this is hour of healing. We are here to heal our, you know, past wounds, present wounds, you know, and even future wounds. We heal it before you get wounded. All right. So share it. Don't just listen and keep it to yourself. All right. Share it to loved ones. We have Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube as well. And, you know, we have the podcast that you can audio, you know, share it through audio. But it was only supposed to be four phases, right? For the number of your days. And it has been, like a roller coaster and a walk in the park. You know, like there are episodes that it's like, okay, can I breathe? You know, and there are episodes I'm like, I think I'm okay. And there are episodes I'm like, no, I need to do something with my life. So this has been a very powerful journey for myself. And I know you listeners out there. And of course, with Dr. Joe too, you know, don't think we speak. So it's not for us or about us. Because sometimes some of the stuff that comes out of us is not something you've thought about, and it's something that even we listen and we take it for ourselves. So God bless you all, our Hour of Healing family. Again, I'm Candace. I'm going to leave it to Dr. Joe as he wraps up today's episode.
Thank you so much, Sister Candace and dear audience, for joining us for this powerful journey that we've been on over the past 4 weeks in our series entitled Number Your Day. Dear audience, by way of summary, I will echo some of the things that we have said in the past, that life is progressing. And for that reason, we need to have a system in place to do life with.
Right.
But the fact that it's progressive also means that what you do today does impact what happens tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And that means that no matter what you do, there will be somebody somewhere, somehow, who will be impacted by it, if not in your lifetime, in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
So let's be intentional about life. We don't want to take too much of your time, but we will implore you to go back to listen to these discussions. But next week, God willing, we will be coming to you again with another life-changing and thought-provoking topic. I believe the title is Motivations of Life.
Mm-hmm.
And in due time this season, we will also be talking about the dynamics of wealth, which is another humongous topic that we'll be tackling. So I can't wait for us to talk about that as well. But God bless you so much. We thank you for your time. And we will be seeing you same time next week, whether on audio podcast or on video, YouTube or Facebook or wherever you follow us. Bye-bye.